a good neighbor.
The commercial messages that have stuck with generations and perhaps even persuaded you to buy food or insurance or other products started with the man you're about to hear from. Keith Reinhardt is a legend in the advertising industry. He is also chairman emeritus of DDB. He is on the Michigan State University campus this week, and he was generous enough to spend some time with us.
Thank you, Reginald. It's nice to be here.
When people think of big advertising, they may think of New York City, but your roots are right here in the Midwest.
Well, I grew up in a small farming community in northeastern Indiana. My mother was widowed at a very young age, and she worked in a very tiny grocery store. Companies like Kraft Foods and Campbell Soup and Mars Candies and General Mills, Betty Crocker, sent in promotional materials, but the store was too small to display those materials, and so I would take them home and study them and say, wow, you know, somebody writes those lines, so much milk in a Milky Way, you can almost hear it moo, you know, who writes that stuff, and the logos and the pictures, and Betty Crocker was my first pinup girl, so... I had a fascination at an early age.
You know, one of the campaigns that you're so closely associated with is the You Deserve a Break Today slogan.
Well, we won the McDonald's national account in 1970. We really studied the ideas that Ray Kroc, the founder, had. And he once said in his high-pitched voice, Americans can probably make better hamburgers in their backyard, but they can't have the experience, the wonderful experience of taking their family to a place that's clean, where the prices are low, where the kids can get their favorite food, not have to worry about vegetables or table manners. And so... we found early on, and we had some very good researchers and planners who led us to this insight, that what we're selling is an experience rather than a burger.
Is there a advertisement or campaign or brand that's doing it pretty well, in your opinion?
The best example of building a brand and brand integrity, in my opinion, is Apple. You know, Steve Jobs said he felt his purpose on the planet was to create devices that would help people improve their lives. And channeling Leonardo da Vinci, I think, he said simplicity is the ultimate sophistication. And so his devices were going to be not only aesthetically attractive, but easy to use. And the obsession he had with that simplicity and that aesthetic carried over into packaging, into the Apple stores, into every product design, a brand built on a simple idea and continues the integrity of that brand throughout everything they do.
I've been talking with Keith Reinhardt, Chairman Emeritus of DDB. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Reginald. Pleasure.